PacLM girls defeat Carroll Kemper 62-42 tonight in a 3A region semi, as taking a seat, Coach Robert Maskew. Win tonight, Robert, but it wasn't all that easy. Kemper with their size, not an easy matchup in that regard, as they did what they wanted to do early on in this game, but I think your defense started to wear them down, get to them with the pressure, and even in the half court as the first half of first quarter progressed. Tell me about it from your perspective.
I thought that we let it bother us a little bit early on when the three didn't fall. We had some open looks early on, and I thought we got into a little funk early, got down 11-8, and we had a timeout at the time and talked about staying the course defensively and getting after it and creating easy things for each other by continuing to attack the rim. And I think we went on a 23-6 run to close out the half, and I thought that was big for us because of the defensive stand. On a night where I think we were about 3 of 20 from 3, we grinded out a win. And I'm very proud of the girls because it takes a lot of composure to continue to be resilient and battle through when your shots not necessarily falling. And just proud of the overall effort tonight. I knew Kemper would come in and have a good, solid game plan. You know, they're very young. They started the season with a few losses, but I think they played great ball since Christmas, and just glad we're moving on.
A 15-0 stretch for your team as part of that 23-6 to turn the tide in your favor. Not really your night from beyond the arc. Only 3 3-pointers made. None for Ellie. That never happens. But you find other ways offensively. Your defense sets you up well, getting some takeaways, forcing some turnovers. And you get to the line, though, it's an exceptional effort.
Yeah, these girls continue to impress me from the free throw line. I know we're shooting north of 70% for the year. But, you know, in practice, we've got a system down where they're shooting 80, 85% as a team daily, and it shows on the floor on nights like tonight. We've had a lot of nights where we've made 20-plus free throws or only missed a few free throws in the entire game. It just says a lot about our composure and being able to go up and knock down shots.
Talk about how you felt you handled their post players and all, especially maybe Autumn, who eventually fouled out, but Janie as well, trying to hold their own underneath there, and maybe all in all in the defense with their size, and once they got it into the block, and how you felt you did there.
I thought we did a pretty good job with what the game plan was. I thought there were times that our help was late, and I thought that there were times that we knew they were wanting to attack the hoop from the high post. I thought that our weak side defense wasn't always in good help position. Gave them some easy baskets early, and that's where their momentum came on. But we were able to adjust, and I thought clog things up. I don't know what their bigs ended with, but, you know, I'm pretty pleased overall with our effort tonight.
Adams had 12, and Derner, Adams 6'1", Derner 5'10", had 11, so you do what you had to do, and that's why you play a team like Nevada during the season, who has that size on you, too, to get you ready for facing another team similar in that regard.
Exactly, and, you know, Kemper came in with a pretty solid game plan against our press, but we have enough options in the press. I thought we did a good job of adjusting and creating havoc, and, you know, in the third quarter, we went back-to-back layups off of inbounds on them in the press, and I thought that got us where we needed to be. You know, they got some nice knockdown shooters on the outside. I just thought we were able to contain enough and put pressure on their bigs to try and do more than they were ready to do, and I thought we did a good job with that.
Shenandoah or Atlantic, we will see come Saturday, but we know that you'll be in Carroll and happy to be there back in a region final for a third straight year.
Yeah, very exciting for the kids, and we'll be ready to go Saturday night.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate you stopping up.
Thank you.